This is the Perry LeCompte Cause Locker Room Chat with Head Coach Mike Paramore on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you last week. Perry LeCompte had a tough home game against Hayden. Hayden ultimately winning 46-18. So, Coach, I know a couple of mistakes there in that game early on kind of cost your guys. Just what went wrong there against Hayden on Friday?
I think we just, you know, had some breakdowns and didn't quite execute like we needed to. I love the effort our guys played with. I thought we continued to play hard, and we were giving ourselves a chance. You know, we give up the pick six early, but come back and respond and go down and score. Miss the extra point where we're 7-6 ball game. They hit a couple big pass plays. It's just, you know, on our end, we got to do a better job on the pass defense on the back end side. Keep things in front of us, but give them credit. They executed better than we executed on defense. But still, going at half, we're down 21-6. We're in a ball game. We got to go play and, you know, feel like we can do some things to get ourselves back in it. But just didn't do a good enough job on offense and get enough stops on defense.
Yeah, and what did Hayden do defensively that kind of limited your guys? Because I know you only had 150 total yards of offense. So what was it that Hayden did that limited you guys, or was it more of just some of the mistakes you guys had yourselves?
You know, it kind of goes both ways. They're a good football team, and up front, they were very good. Their defensive line was disruptive for us and kept us out of balance. And, you know, we had too many drops, too. I think we had 5 drop passes on the night, just ones that, you know, we got to catch and do something with and go forward. Those things hurt you to keep guys alive, especially in a good game. You got to make sure you execute. They're a good football team. They got after us good. They ran to the ball good. They were physical, and they got us off the field.
And so you're going against a team like Hayden, obviously a really good program, and they kind of do things the right way. They always have. Is that a good learning curve for some of those younger guys that I know? Obviously, you had such a veteran group last year, but now heading into this year, you know, going into big games like that, is that a good at least learning curve to show some of those younger guys you got to have the little things in big games like that?
No, absolutely. That's a great point. I mean, that's, and we talked about that, you know, after the fact, you know, this was a big game situation. Some of those guys haven't played in that kind of environment yet. And with those kind of stakes on the line, you know, district championships on the line and a great crowd, great atmosphere, and, you know, high stakes game. And, you know, we didn't quite perform like we wanted to in that situation, but, you know, you can't trade experience anywhere. And those guys now have been in that fire a little bit, understand what it takes. The stakes got a little tougher. And, you know, that you need to have attention to detail and do all those little things right. And we got exposed a little bit in those areas, but I think we'll learn from it. Had a good week of practice, looked at film and things we can correct. And I'm excited about how our kids will bounce back.
Now you look ahead, you still have a chance to control your own destiny with a win against Santa Fe Trail coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Perry LeCompte Cause Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Perry LeCompte Cause Locker Room Chat. Still talking with Head Coach Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry. And, well, this week, Friday night, final game of the regular season, go on the road at Santa Fe Trail. A big game as far as the district standings go and how things are going to finish off here in this regular season. So, Coach, this big game overall, what do you look at here with Santa Fe Trail?
We got to bounce back, go back and take what we did not do very well on Friday and improve from it. That's the great part about this sport and this game. And, you know, we get another opportunity to come and play and fix those things and get our guys to practice and have their attention to detail, be focused on getting better. And you know, we need to go on the road and play down at Trail, a pretty good rival for us. It goes back to the old Call Valley League also. And, you know, for us, if we want a home playoff game that next week, we need to go get a win on the road.
Yeah, and you talk about Santa Fe Trail. They're a team that's kind of familiar with a couple of teams you've seen already this year as far as you look at Holton and then even Hayden last week as far as what they do offensively. Is that kind of how you approach this game against Santa Fe Trail? It's kind of the same mindset against those two teams that you had?
Yeah, they're going to run the football, but they do a great job with their play action pass, and those things can give you trouble. To defend the wing two, you got to be very disciplined, and they do a nice job within that offensive scheme. And we got to make sure we're assignment sound, make sure our eyes have good discipline, make sure our run fits are good, and on the back end, do a good job of keeping that play action pass underneath us.
So, Coach, overall, when you're heading into this game against Santa Fe Trail, what do you feel like is the biggest thing you need to see coming off that tough loss against Hayden last week?
I just want to see what our resilience is. I mean, I think our kids will bounce back good and be hungry, and I think they understand after playing in a big game of what it takes to make sure that we're successful, and hopefully we'll continue to make those steps. I know our kids will play with great effort, and just now we've got to play with a little bit better execution.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck on Friday night. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. I really do appreciate it, but good luck against Santa Fe Trail, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
Sounds good, Johnny. I appreciate the time.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry Lecompton Cause, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry here on KNZA.